worries of the day aside, and it's time for you to take care of you. You're so busy, 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 running here, running there, taking care of everyone else. Now it's your time.
Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Thank you for being a part of our program. Tell me your favorite, most romantic Valentine's story.
Oh, well, that's easy. That was last year, last Valentine's Day, my boyfriend proposed to me.
That's pretty romantic. Tell me what he did.
We went out to dinner at a very fancy restaurant, and we were eating dinner, and he kind of wanted to rush me through, you know, wanted to get to the presents part of it. And I knew something was kind of up. And his first present, he handed me this journal that he had written in, and the name of the journal was My Life Since the Day We Met. And he wrote all these beautiful things about feelings, about the day we met, and up until the point where he asked my father if he could marry me.
Aww.
Yeah. And then he had made this card on the computer, and on the front of the card it said, Stacy, I just wanted to give you something to show you how precious and beautiful and loved you are. And on the inside it said, and I gave you this book too. So I looked up at him, you know, with questions, and I looked up and he was on his knee and he had the ring in his hand. And I said yes.
And were you bawling like a fool?
Oh yes.
Did you have any idea he was going to do it then?
No, it was a surprise. It really was a big surprise. When he was rushing me through the presents thing, though, I kind of thought something was up. Other than that, no.
Now, have you set a date yet?
Yeah, August 11th this year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
Let me
you.
Play a special song for your special Valentine.
Thank you.
I'm not afraid to die.
red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on, that's my sugar.
One of my favorite TV programs, The Chosen, is our Delilah Dilemma sponsor for tonight. The series debuts its fourth season, and it's on a much bigger screen than your TV or your laptop or your phone screen. The Chosen is on the big screen in movie theaters right now, with episodes 1 through 3 at a movie theater near you. The Chosen has become a cultural phenomenon, and I can't wait to see it on the big screen. Find all the information when you visit thechosenriseup.com or go to Delilah.com for link and the season 4 trailer. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Mallory, who says, "Dear Delilah, I want you to listen carefully to this first sentence. I have been blessed with an amazing boyfriend. Amazing. For almost 3 years now. He is the love of my life, and I don't know what I would do without him. But he left college before he finished. Now he tells me all the time that he's a failure. He gets all down and depressed. He fears he will never amount to anything. I try to tell him he's wrong. He can go back and finish school. But I don't think that seems to help. When I look at him, I don't see a failure. I see a wonderful, loving, and supportive guy who is capable of doing a million amazing things. He has already done so much to make me proud. I wish I could prove to him that I don't see him as a failure. I see someone who would do anything for me. He is worth so much more than he gives himself credit for. What should I do to help him?" From Mally. Mally, I will have my mother Delilah words of advice for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Linda, your house is so nice and cozy. Mine is so drafty and cold.
Our house was like that. We figured out it was our old windows letting hot air out and cold air in. So we texted Renewal by Anderson.
New windows from Renewal by Anderson made a difference?
Yes. There was no way we were going to spend another winter freezing and paying huge heating bills. Renewal by Anderson helped solve both problems. Plus, they offer a 100% full service process, and all we had to do was send a text to get started.
Text LIGHT to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Right now, buy one window or door and get one 40% off. Plus, right now, save an extra $200 off your entire purchase. Don't wait. Text LIGHT to 200-300 for $0 down, 0 payments, and 0 interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word LIGHT to 200-300. Text LIGHT to 200-300. 800.
Okay, Jenny, you're in at forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KCST.
Feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman named Mally who's been with a guy for 3 years who dropped out of college and now can't stop beating himself up, and she's trying to fix it. Her question is, I just wish I could prove to him that I don't see him as a failure. I see someone who would do anything for me. He is worth so much more than he gives himself credit for. What should I do to help him? Mallory, you cannot fix him. His depression is his illness, his situation, and you telling him that he's not a failure over and over isn't going to convince him, because in his heart, he sees himself as a failure. All the words that you say, it's like trying to tell somebody who's suffering from an eating disorder that they're thin and beautiful. They see themselves as being fat. And you cannot make him hear your words. So save your breath. What should you do to help him? You should tell him to go talk to a counselor. He is suffering depression. You say he gets all down and depressed and fears he will never amount to anything. He doesn't believe that he is unique, precious, valuable. He thinks that a piece of paper saying that he has a diploma would make him more valuable. And you cannot convince him that that is not the truth. But you can lovingly ask him to go get help. If he thinks that not having a college degree is preventing him from getting a job and he's depressed because he's not working, then you need to tell him to get off his butt and go get a job. That simple. But you can't fix it. All you can do is love him. And if he chooses to stay stuck and not move forward in life, you cannot push him, you cannot drag him, you cannot make him want to move forward with confidence. And if that's the case, you may get to the point where you say, you know what? I need to move forward into my future. And if you don't want to move forward into the future with me, I cannot stay here and try to drag you along or fix you any longer.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker, never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me, cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals, I don't believe in failure.